From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. There's a new trial slated to start June 24th for an accused child molester, Chad Allen Smith. A mistrial was declared in this case after the jury deadlocked on Friday. Smith accused of the long-term molestation of Jane Doe 1, now 16 years old, who testified that she was 9 years old when their sexual relationship began. Jane Doe 2, a friend of Doe 1, said Smith molested her on one occasion as well. McKinleyville High School reopening today after a student's body was found there by a janitor Friday morning. Authorities labeling the incident an apparent suicide. Grief counseling was made available to students and staff on Friday with options through the weekend as well. The name of the student involved has not been released. A district press release labeling the situation a confidential matter. Nearly 6,000 disabled and elderly Humboldt County residents are eligible to apply for CalFresh benefits after the state expanded the nutritional benefits to people on Supplemental Security Income and State Supplementary Payment. Although benefits can't be granted until June 1st, applications can be submitted this month. A spokesman for the agency saying the change will provide some of the most vulnerable community members with the ability to stretch their food dollars, and there will be no change in recipients' benefits as a result. City of Arcata announcing that Water Week is now underway through Saturday in order to showcase the vital role that water plays in daily lives. Water Week, a celebration of clean, safe drinking water and its wise use. The Environmental Services Department serving a key role in treating and distributing drinking water, and they hope to put together some fun activities for kids and adults to take part in. Kids of all ages invited to take part in Water Week's annual poster contest. Youth in pre-K through 12th grade can create a poster inspired by the theme, The Wonder of Water. Submissions using crayon or paint or any artistic medium on white 8.5 by 11 inch paper can be submitted until Wednesday. It can be turned in at any school office, to Arcata City Hall, or put into the mail. Also, Arcata Building and Engineering Department announcing that the grindout and inlay paving project will start next Monday. The city's contracted with Kernan Construction for the project involving grinding out and repaving failed asphalt in the Westwood neighborhood and a portion of Janes Road. A project construction will take place Monday through Friday next week from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And on some days, the contractor will extend work from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. On days the work is happening, community members are asked to follow all directions and traffic control devices within the project area. Construction for the project slated to be done by the end of June. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.